Well, more than 2 years into the pandemic, chances are you or someone you know has had COVID, or perhaps not just once, but multiple times. In fact, some early data from South Africa shows that Omicron is better at reinfecting people than earlier variants. Here to tell us more is Dr. Peter Hotez. He's co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. He's on Skype. Dr. Hotez, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Jane.
So what do we know about people getting sick with Omicron multiple times? Is COVID getting better at reinfecting people?
Well, it looks as though if you've gotten Omicron and the variant, the virus, and you've not been vaccinated on top of that, and you've not been vaccinated before, you're highly susceptible to reinfection. So it looks as though this virus, the Omicron variant, is not stimulating as much of a robust immune response possibly as the Delta variant. So you are susceptible to reinfection. And compounding that problem is the fact that the next subvariant that's now coming along, the BA.2.1.2, it seems to be one of the most transmissible variants yet, even more transmissible than Omicron, which was more transmissible than Delta, which is more transmissible than Alpha. Mm. You get the idea. So a lot of Omicron-infected people who chose not to vaccinate on top of that are all now getting BA.2.1.2 reinfection.
So in those cases, how often could people expect to get COVID then, even in the course of 1 year?
Well, so that's a great question. And it looks as though, and we still don't have a lot of details, so we're just trying to connect the dots here. And so there's more hypothesis generation than confirming, and more, which is a nice way of saying a lot of speculation. But it looks as though these new subvariants coming along are doing more replication in the upper respiratory tree, almost acting like some of the pre-pandemic upper respiratory coronaviruses, which were known to cause a lot of reinfection. So unless you're getting vaccinated on top of it, you're going to be highly vulnerable. The other thing that is happening with each of these new, more transmissible subvariants, the incubation period is getting quicker, meaning that it takes fewer days for you for the symptoms to pop up. In this case, now maybe just a couple of days. And we're trying to see if there's a unifying hypothesis that could bring all that together. And there's some data out of Japan suggesting that the BA.2 and BA.2.1.2 are more efficient in replicating in the nasal mucosa. So in the nose and the mouth, and maybe there is higher amounts of virus, and that's why people are why that may account partly for the increased transmissibility.
So higher transmission rates, shorter incubation periods, are these infections still more dangerous? Do they get more dangerous with each variant?
It doesn't look like it, but on the other hand, I think people are being too complacent and automatically jumping to the conclusion that the virus is getting less severe. And that's not so obvious. If you've not been vaccinated at all and you're getting BA.2.1.2, you're still at pretty significant risk of hospitalization. So that's why you want to get vaccinated. And my way of thinking of this, if you look at the Centers for Disease Control Transmission map, not what I call the sea of green or the field of greens map, which includes hospitalization, but just like a raw transmission, and that's another map that's out there. If you look in the Northeast, where you are in Boston, and Florida in the West, there is a screaming high level of transmission. And so if you're at an indoor gathering where not a lot of people are wearing masks, there's a pretty good chance you're either going to get infected or get reinfected if you've had Omicron and not been vaccinated.
And just to be clear, Dr. Hotez, you may get reinfected, but vaccines will still help save your life and keep you from getting much sicker, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm the poster child for that. So I've been vaccinated and double boosted, and I was at some in-person events, and I seem to have gotten breakthrough. It's probably BA.2.1.2, and now I have breakthrough COVID. The good news is I'm doing pretty well. I have occasional episodes of coughing and some headaches, and it's not fun, but but I can do Zoom calls with you and Skype calls with you on National Public Radio.
Really quick, in the last 10 seconds, the FDA authorized the Pfizer-BioNTech booster for kids between 5 and 11. Still no authorization for a vaccine for kids under 5, right?
That's right. So that third immunization, and that's going to give your kids 5 to 11 more robust immunity. That's a welcome development.
Sure is. Dr. Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. Thanks as always for your great insight.
Thank you.